The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, Rocky. Oh, I always wanted to do that.
Hey.
Robin Williams. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good. This is a little better than Vietnam, I guess.
I'm telling you. I don't know. They say it's improved some in growing leaps and bounds.
I guess it would have to improve.
With American money, it's amazing what happens. But anyway, how are you this fine morning?
Well, I'm good. I had a rough week. I had a bad sinus infection, and I fought it all week, and started feeling better Thursday, really. And yesterday I was full energy, so I felt good. Except mom. I went to the doctor.
You get the antibiotics and get the CPAC and go about your business.
I can't give you nothing. You just had to fight through it. So now mom has it at home. So
the sinus infection, it wouldn't give you anything for it.
Nope.
I changed doctors.
It wasn't viral. It was just in your head.
Well, that's infection. That's why you need antibiotics.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. You're not
that's
a doctor.
That's in the name. Hey, as many doctors as I go to, I'm getting close. I went to one yesterday. They gave me a COVID test before they'd see me.
Oh, well, I had to take that too. Yeah, COVID test, strep test.
Negative again. So that's my fifth or sixth time in the last couple of months. So
I have to trace mine back to Jay Wilson going with me 2 weeks ago there to that coach's convention. He was sick.
And don't blame it on Jay.
I love to blame stuff on him.
I know you always have. So anyway, how's the Carolina Fresh World this week?
Good. When I was there, most of the time, but we had a good week. And
you laid out sick.
I did one day. That's how bad I felt. I never lay out sick. I know you don't either.
I don't think I have. As you mentioned, it's been a while.
I was thinking that 16 years I've been there. If I only got 3 sick days a year, I still got some plenty.
What's
to choose
sick
from?
Sick day. I like that.
We had a good week. Yeah, we had some sod, and then we got some rain at our farm yesterday morning, and we couldn't cut for deliver sod today, which is probably a good thing because people would have got it and then had all that rain last night. And we got some last night. I think it was about 1. I saw on my phone. It gives me a little alert. It's like 1:30, 6 o'clock, we got some.
And it rained about 1:30, but how much?
It looks like it's raining right now, but it's not, so if you want to get out there, it's kind of nice. And I actually went by the farmer's market there at Legal Remedy, and they're all set up.
All ready to go again.
About 20 tents out there.
Yeah.
They're not scared.
Well, the vegetable thing's in full swing right now.
Yeah.
This is the time of year where
you got to sell them, really.
There's more vegetables than there are people to buy them all.
Yeah. That's true.
I remember those days when we used to do it. Then I got lazy. Mm-hmm. Actually, the deer put us out of the garden.
There you go. Back to the deer.
I got tired
again
of working like the devil on an acre garden, and the deer eating 90% of it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they've taken over the world. But anyway, we had a real good week. Pat left for the beach this morning. Will be leaving for the beach this morning with his mama and his girlfriend. That's going to be an interesting combination. Mm-hmm. And
there we go. See if that works out.
Pat will be back Tuesday, and Tommy's leaving Wednesday, and he'll be back Sunday. So the only one that doesn't get to go is
time for you to put it on the calendar. It's all up to you.
I don't get a chance.
Don't you got a calendar on your desk? You just say, I'm off these days and take off.
No, it doesn't quite work that way. Not as busy as we are.
People can wait to get paid till you get back.
Yeah. You know how long they'll last if they don't get paid on time? I'm not going to say that. That's ugly.
But we had a good. What about this weather this week, man? 70 something one day and 80s, like in August.
I bet I had 10 or 12 people come in, and this is August in South Carolina. This is not a normal August.
That was another gift from God, like we had back in, I think in June, we had those days when it was so cool. It was so nice.
But
it's coming.
We had a pretty good week. And people don't realize we're only 3 weeks away from Labor Day.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting there pretty rapidly.
I was just talking to Matt. This football is this Friday night.
Is football city this weekend?
That's right. It's
what's it called, Matt?
6 days.
what's it called?
The Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air.
How about that?
That's cool. And speaking of powered, we've got one of our great sponsors here this morning. It's such a pleasure to have us. And thank you again for sponsoring us, Miss Brenda Hallman with Reinhart Realty. Your second visit with us. And maybe we'll be a little more even keel this time we were last time. I'm not sure we were all
there. I don't remember. That was a long time
ago. That was a long time ago. If it's more than a week ago, I'm in trouble. Yeah. But anyway, glad to have you back. And there again, thanks for being one of our sponsors. And it's last time we had a pretty good discussion. I went back and looked at my notes and it looked like it, but this time I want to talk about the stuff we didn't get to last time.
Sure.
So we always have a problem with getting through my agendas for some reason. I think we get off subject every now and then. But
you think?
Maybe, just a little bit. But anyway, everybody knows what the real estate market is here. But back in the 80s, well, really late 70s, when we were starting out in the landscaping business, we were up in Huntersville, North Carolina. And that was when IBM was moving into Concord. And we did a lady's yard. It was a realtor, and she kind of took us under her wing because we were young and dumb, didn't know any mm-hmm. better. And the thing she preached to us the most was curb appeal.
That's right.
She said, I bring people fly in here from all over the country working for IBM. And said, we pull in the driveway, and they don't like the curb appeal. They won't even get out of the car.
So true.
And I assume that's still true mm-hmm. today. Yeah. And it doesn't take a whole lot of money to create decent curb appeal.
No.
People think it's going to cost as much as the house, and that's not true. It can be simple things like...
It's amazing what 10 bales of pine needles would do.
Well, some houses, yeah. that's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little pruning in here and there. Or
a little some raking of them, blowing.
You need to tear stuff out and put it back. But one, I can't remember the name of the company, but they haven't been around here too long, but they'll repair driveways.
Hmm.
And concrete driveways with holes in them and cracks in them and all that seems mm-hmm. to be a big turnoff to the people I talk to. So yeah. it's not really expensive to do. The other thing, I can't remember who was telling me about it now, but they seem to go a little overboard. I mean, if you've got a $250,000 house, you don't want to put a $50,000 etch driveway in it.
No, you don't.
You need to keep it the thing there. So it's back in when we got down to Rock Hill in the early 80s, it seemed the thing was eight plants and one tree in the front yard. And the tree in the front yard, they wanted to plant in front of the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Never okay. did understand why, but they did. And the whole idea that we came in on was your house is your investment. Anything you do to the outside should increase the value, not decrease the value of your house. Boy, that's a fast.
Smoking mountain rain.
That's past 7 minutes, wasn't it? Okay. Thank you, Matthew. We'll be right back. They will continue this. I'll let you talk a little bit this time.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? but they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Okay, and we're back to the garden.
Who sings that, Steve?
I have no idea.
Come on,
this
man.
Early in the morning.
Annie Rabbit.
Oh, my.
I had a cassette.
Why do I care?
I don't know why I had a cassette Annie Rabbit, but I did.
My point is, why do I care?
Oh, that's just because you didn't know.
You don't understand it. My age, it don't matter. I don't care anymore.
You'd be dancing around the radio room if it's something you knew.
Anyway, get back on my train of thought then. You messed me up. I was all ready to go. He does that to me.
That's
on
my job.
I think he likes it. But
that's
anyway.
What Alan and Manny told me to do.
But Miss Brenda Hallman's with us this morning, and we've been, well, I've been talking about real estate. She hadn't had a lot to say yet. But anyway, I guess people putting a house on the market, what are some of your recommendations that they do? So I don't hog the conversation anymore.
Talking more about the outside, the exterior.
Well, just the house in general.
The main thing is to declutter and be clean. That's the main thing. And you know, speaking about the yard or the lawn, that's a reflection of what's inside the house. And that is true, that if you pull up and the yard hadn't been maintained, they're not going to go in. I mean, because that's going to be a huge sign of what's inside. And I've seen that before. We just keep on going. But keep your grass. Do a potted plant. Make sure your front porch is clean. If you could pressure wash your driveway, do that. And then inside, if you need new carpet, you might want to change that out. But other than that, just be clean. If it's got some wild paint colors.
The painting is not that big a deal, unless, it's, like you said, it's crazy colors. Because most people, when they buy a house, they're going to come in and paint.
Yeah.
What they want anyway. So,
and people seem to forget too, so they declutter their house by stuffing it in closets. That's the first person thing someone's going to do is look in the closet.
It
oh
all comes falling
yes.
out on top of them.
They might be amazed. Look at all that I got in there.
Yeah,
and also tell them to take off any personal items on the wall, like pictures and stuff, because people get hung up on that as well. I know that person, and they'll forget to even look at the house. And then it leads to, why are they selling? And so take care of the personal items.
When Rhonda and I got married, she was living in a condo over off D Street, Farmington Hills over there. She'd been over there for a long time. And we were going to build a house and had a lot picked out in the house plans and all that. And then my mom and dad both got sick, so it never happened. And we got in there, we'll put it on the market, and making two mortgage payments for a year was getting a little much on my nerves kind of thing. So, well, we went in, tore all – we had a dog that had been sick in our later years. We tore all the carpet out, had it replaced, and some of the bedrooms were some funky colors, like you're saying. And I demanded that every wall in the house was painted in off-white. And – two realtors came in and told me I really goofed up by doing that. I'm going, it's neutral. It's move-in ready. They can buy it. They can move in tomorrow if they want to, or they can paint it. I mean, it's up to them. And my part's done. And it sold. Back then, it sold pretty quick, but the first person to look at it bought it.
Yeah,
because it was move-in ready.
Right.
And she never painted a wall, so I never understood this. You got to paint blue and pink walls and all this mess. But
neutral's the way to go.
Yeah.
Well, it eliminates people. I mean, I'm sure some people might like a blue and a pink wall, but 100% of them wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, my house right now, we moved in 2007, and every wall in the house is white.
And can't believe that about you, Steve.
Yeah, everyone, it's called an oyster white. Every one of them's
called
white.
Vanilla.
We had a deal. She got $10,000 worth of hardwood floors, and I got white walls.
Right. How about that?
And now, 20 years
later. Matches your white shirt.
I say it's 21 years later. She's trying to renege, but I'm not letting her do it. We still got white walls.
Yeah.
But if she wants to change the they don't call them bedspreads anymore. What do y'all call them now? Covers or something? And she can change the curtain color, and she can change the bedspreads or whatever you call them now. And the white wall works with all of it. You don't have to repaint every time she gets a wall.
This might shock you, but I don't have a white wall in my house.
No, that doesn't shock me.
I have a feeling when I come back, you're going to tell me the room's been painted.
Nope. Nope.
Any painter want to reach out to Rhonda between 8 to 9 on Saturday morning?
Fortunately, most of them right now are too busy to worry about it. Yeah. I tried to get one on a rental house and ended up paying Pat to do it because I couldn't get anybody.
That'd be a good challenge. Maybe I could paint a room in 1 hour. Yep.
But that was another question. Now, back in the days, they told us that landscaping was the one thing you could do to your house that you could probably get most of your investment back. Mm-hmm. Now, things like swimming pools, you could get part of your investment back. You probably weren't going to get all of it. Swimming pools, to me, you kind of narrowing your audience a little bit. Mm-hmm. Are the people that would be interested now? And there's nothing wrong with swimming pools. Don't get me wrong. But
oh yeah, you're right.
It's a limited market.
Ada, anything that you want to do as in building something? Swimming pools, 50-50. Either people are looking for a pool.
Hey,
or not.
Awesome. Or I don't. Swim.
Yeah, and here lately, people do prefer because they're staying at home.
Yeah.
So the swimming pool's a little bit more popular. But where you're going to get the most money is when you put the outdoor kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to put an outdoor kitchen on a $250,000 house.
I'm going to get you know, that. I'm going to ask you that.
Yeah. Don't want to be worth more than the house is worth.
You can do a scaled-down version of it. There's all kind of different. Yeah. We sell all the blocks and stuff that goes for those things. So they can go simple all the way to cathedral outdoor kitchen or something. It's crazy what people put in their backyard.
I got a customer in Fort Mill, the landscaper, and he primarily works in Charlotte up around, not even Myers Park, it's out Quail Hollow out that way. And outdoor kitchen, the swimming pools average about $150,000, then he puts another $150,000 worth of stuff in them. But you're talking $2 and $3 million houses.
Yep.
So, like you say, you got to be relative. Anyway, Matthew's just flying by today. I got to get in the groove. I'm not on the time frame quite yet, but we'll be right back to the garden.
In the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Georgia pie is so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Live in a small town where it feels like home.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, and I forgot my little slogan thing this morning. We're here every Saturday morning, 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
Hello, Rock Hill.
took me half the season, but I got the worldwide thing down now.
Coming there with that hello, Rock Hill. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
I'll practice this week, and maybe next week I can do
meant
it like
York
Robin
County.
Williams did.
Hello, York County.
We can do that, too.
We're reaching not, out.
We're not prejudiced.
Hello, worldwide.
Hello, world.
What did you do last night?
I slept.
You didn't have one of
I
your...
slept without NyQuil.
You didn't have one of your famous nice. Parties last night? Okay. Anyway. Anyway, we're talking to our very special guest, Ms. Brenda Holman with Reinhart Realty, and generally just talking about what kind of houses sell and don't sell and that kind of thing. It's really, like you said, it's amazing what you can do. It really does increase the value, and the outdoor kitchen thing is the big deal right now, and it has been for the last 3 or 4 years. But that's something that somebody's either into it or not.
Right.
There's not much in between in it. We don't have many of them doing part, put a fire pit in and nothing else. It's either the whole thing. Now, we don't do that kind of stuff. We've got all we can do on the plant side. But there's several good companies in York County, but most of them are booked up till January right now. There's that big a demand for it. And you were having trouble getting product to build.
Yeah, products and them being booked up are two issues, but we're starting to get more stuff. So it's
starting to ease up
a little bit.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, if you're interested in some landscapers, I got a list of them that some landscapers actually call you back.
We try, but sometimes we don't do quite as good as we should.
Yeah, we try to answer the phone, too. It's call back.
It gets kind of, some days it's just, you just react.
Yeah.
You don't do any proacting, but I'm sure the real estate business is the same way right now. But it's
I'm sure Brenda has to charge her phone during the day.
Mm-hmm. I do. I just looked and it's dead. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Your phone's dead.
Yeah, it died on me yesterday, too, so I had to pull over to CVS, run in, get a cord, come back out, plug it back in, and call the person back. I am so sorry. Yeah, on it all the time.
And you hadn't panicked or anything?
Mm-mm. No.
Most women I know, when that phone goes dead, they go off the charts.
Yeah.
Must happen regularly.
It does.
I don't know, I had to get me a new one because mine died. It kept trying to come on. It would cut off right before it came on. It took me 3 days to get Verizon to decide it was broke. So,
yeah. I still think it's amazing how all these cell phones are now and how it used to be. We grew up calling somebody's house phone just randomly, maybe catching them or not.
Yeah.
There's no way to get a hold of anybody.
Or you knew where to meet. You didn't have to send a text out and say, meet me there. You knew on a Friday night, it was Hardee's or whatever,
Thursdays, here we are.
Yeah.
Every
Steve
week.
Crying, wonder where he is.
For 20-some years. about 30 years almost. 1983. It burned in 82.
It's very convenient. And the thing I like about them now, people can send me pictures of something going on in their yard or whatever, and I can look at it and not even have to drive over there, really, if I can figure
my
out
my problem
it
is they take the picture so far away I can't see it.
You can zero in on it. I'll just show you how to do that.
Zoom in.
Tap it and do your fingers.
Yeah, like I do that, but then it's so blurred I can't see
it does get blurred like that.
Yeah.
True.
But I'm just old, so I don't care.
I still like people bringing stuff in. They bring a piece of limbs or the lawn or something.
Yeah, we get that some, too. Friend of mine, she put her house on the market and it sold extremely quick. But she had gone ahead and had the inspection done and had everything fixed that was on the inspection. I mean, she spent several weeks getting everything up to snuff. And, I mean, the first people looked at it bought it, too.
Yeah.
But
I
would think it was a no-brainer that you go ahead and spend a little bit of money up front, and then you don't have all this stuff to worry about later. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really seem to be the case.
The market now, people aren't even getting inspections, really. I recommend that you do. But for her to do it up ahead, that's really good because she wanted a quick close so she can share that inspection with the buyer.
That's what she did.
Yeah, because to get an inspector out, that's probably a week's time. And then negotiating repairs is another week's time. And in this market, everything's going so fast. So it was money probably for her well spent. And she probably got it back. Yeah. I mean, no doubt.
I wouldn't spend too much because the way things are going, people just gobbling it up anyway.
Yeah.
They hadn't been in the house but a couple of years, and her husband died. So she's in this huge house. They downsized supposedly, but I didn't see much down in the whole equation there. But she didn't want to live way out there by herself, and she did pretty well on it. From what they bought it for 3 years ago to what she sold it for now, it's about $100,000 difference. So she was tickled all the way to the bank. But, yeah.
Good for her.
As long as you got somewhere to go, that's good.
Yeah, that's a big. I got a couple people come in the last couple of weeks. They put the house on the market, it's sold, and they're living in a motel.
Or have to end up renting.
Trying to find an apartment. They say apartments are hard to come by, too, right now. So. And the rent is
high and everything's high. Yeah. So.
Everything's high. Man, didn't you know that?
Everything has gone up.
Yeah, I bought a, when did I do it? Tuesday. Bought a truck.
Huh?
Oh, my.
Yeah, another one. We've been looking forever. Tommy's been shopping all over the East Coast, and I finally said, enough's enough. We got to have one. So we went
You get a flatbed?
No, just a regular 150 truck. Pickup. Uh-huh. And you can't find a flatbed. Forget getting a 250 or 350 unless you want to pay $60,000 for a new one. Yeah. And I refuse to do that. We'll shut down first. I'm not going to do it. Some things I draw the line on. So we went and looked at one Saturday night Saturday afternoon after we closed. And nice truck. And there's just a couple things bothered me on it. So I told the lady who I knew as general manager, I said, I'll call you Monday. And took Pat out there Monday morning to look at it, and they sold it after we left, after they closed on Saturday night.
Trucks are hard to find.
So another friend of ours has been selling us trucks for 25 years. In fact, it's Jeff Roach. Mentioned his name. Yeah. And Sammy and I were buddies, and then I met Jeff.
Okay.
And when he married Caroline, Caroline was my Charlotte Observer ad rep back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So I met Jeff through Caroline, believe it or not. But Jeff knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's doing good. He's doing real good. But anyway, worried about him for a while now. Anyway, I guess I have to remember my train of thought when we come back.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy.
Cause it happened when they died.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. We've been talking about everything.
Good conversations on and off there.
To do and not to do to your house if you're going to sell it. But We hadn't mentioned what a buyer should look for yet. Is there anything special that they should know?
It depends on what they're looking for. I'm kind of different when I take buyers out to look at homes because I used to build homes. So I see houses in a different way. I don't see how pretty or not so pretty they are. I look around and I can see cracks and, things like that. You always get an inspection, so it depends on what they're looking for in the home.
But location, probably, isn't it?
Well, obviously that's number one. But yeah. Now everything's getting moved out. People are showing homes in Rock Hill. I'm out in Chester now.
Yeah.
So, ideal would be to live close to downtown or in the middle of Rock Hill for convenience.
But there's really not a lot of apartments to buy downtown yet, are there?
They're
building them. They're building them everywhere.
Rentals, but there's
rentals.
Nothing
to buy. Because I had a dream of coming downtown and buying an apartment.
You're talking about like condo things?
Yeah, condo thing, but they're all for rent. And
it's coming. It's not too far off.
My house, I'll be paying the same mortgage for a two-bedroom condo downtown. So why would I want to?
But think about how much fun it would be just walk out your front door and your yard is Main Street.
Yeah.
How much fun would that be?
That would be
none.
Could be dangerous.
That would be zero fun.
You wouldn't like that. The
parking, I don't think I would
want
to park over here and have to climb upstairs. And all that.
You got to remember, I'm on a one. My lot keeps getting bigger. Every time they survey it, it adds 0.02 of an acre.
Okay.
So it started out at 1.36 and now it's at 1.42.
Okay.
So I'm going to get it surveyed again pretty soon just to see if it'll increase. But anyway. And my brother's my neighbor on the, if you're standing in the road, look at the house on the left side and he's 600 feet away. My half uncle's the neighbor on the right side and he's a quarter mile away. And it goes across West Oak all the way to Pennington in the front yard. In the backyard, the nursery's in the backyard. It's 700 yards from my house. So.
What are you saying? I guess when he's done my wife talking to people during the day,
I don't want to talk to them anymore. Now, they used to be that way. I used to love people, but they kind of get on my nerves now. But
you're just used to being out there in the country now.
Well, my wife says it's in the country because, we're a quarter mile from the city limits.
You're a perfect
now.
Place. You are in country feel, but hop in your car in 5 minutes, you're down here. So that's a good thing.
Well, from my house to the office takes less than 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's less that long commute half mile, like I do.
Half mile. And your store is
close. I'm 3 miles from my house.
Your store is closer to me than it is to you.
Oh, yeah.
I can be there in no time.
Well, good. If something's going on.
And the good part is the Walmart Newport's only a mile and a half from my house, and we're still in the country, but everything else is in the city. So, in the family is 285 acres. So, I don't know if it's going to get sold anytime soon. So far, they haven't put enough zeros in front of the decimal point.
Rolling Hill Acres.
I don't care what they call it. Once I get my money, I'm out of there. I'll stay in Rock Hill. I love Rock Hill.
Yeah.
I'm close.
Well, I would love to live downtown. I know there's some beautiful people who have lived on top of some of these buildings. I can't think of the people's names that as artists. That live.
Yeah, Harriet Goode.
She's got a whole top floor.
Beautiful.
That is incredible. And they got the top view of the patio out there. Man.
How's she doing? I haven't seen her in a long time.
She's doing well. Yeah. Yeah.
Your office is pretty much right across the street.
And we collaborate with her in our office on art because we sell art.
That's right.
Art on the corner.
We don't.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't get out much anymore, so I've kind of lost
track of people. Her office is in the old bookstore downtown. Mm-hmm. Newsstand.
Central News.
Yeah.
Love it. I love working downtown. It's so much fun.
I didn't know your office was in that building. I knew it was downtown, but I didn't know it was in that building.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
The main office is on Ebenezer, and there's three of us that work out of
there. Yeah, I know where the main office is. Very well know where the main office is.
But it's a lot of fun. Downtown's like a different animal. And it's the hustle and bustle, and it's just a really
good
feeling.
Cool to see it grow and do stuff.
Yeah, it really
is.
It's amazing.
They're finally doing something with it. I know back in the early years, they had all these bright ideas, and most of them weren't very bright. But anyway,
Well, covering like up say, downtown.
Yeah, Dave Lyle took off the interstate out there, took away from it. It's just always been something to take away from it.
They did down our town center mall and covered up Main Street and all that stuff, and everybody told me how stupid it was. But Greenville, South Carolina did it first.
Yeah.
Rock Hill wasn't the leader on that. There were several
Greenville spots. Covered it?
Yeah.
It was a bunch of developers.
There were a bunch of them all around South Carolina that tried it and did it. So Rock Hill just jumped on the bandwagon, and it all blew up on all of them.
It was pretty cool for a while.
It was a trend, and they went across the states, and they picked places, and we fell for it. I said, it was cool, but
I thought it was
just shopping there. Yeah. Dreary.
Dark.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice, but at night, you wouldn't want, well, she wouldn't want to be up there by herself.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like being up there by myself. So, And I was young and dumb back then.
A lot of people don't know what we're talking about, but years ago, they covered downtown from the buildings to the buildings, covered all Main Street from
downtown mall.
It's about where your office was, all the way down to the bottom, where those Anderson apartments are now. So it was covered and had shops and. It just didn't work. So.
Well, they said people going to come downtown. Well, then they build a four-lane highway out to the interstate so people can get out of downtown faster. And I'm going, what logic is that? So then they build a mall out there. So, oh, they're going to come downtown when you just built a brand-new mall out at the interstate? You people, we're not on the same page. And that's when
you had to capitalize on the interstate.
Well, that's when they asked me not to come back to their little meetings anymore. But,
every downtown has had problems with the road moving and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, for years, I mean, 20 years, at 5 o'clock, everybody left. And about the only thing left open was For What It's Worth down there. And I never really hung out in that alcohol establishment because it was right across the street from the police department. That just didn't seem like a good idea to me. maybe I was young and dumb, but I just... Something about partying right across the street from the police department did not seem too smart. But it was a cool little building. A bunch of things. What is it now?
It is that McHale's and all right there?
Yeah.
McHale's and that Taco Tattoo Brews and all that right there.
So. Okay. Anyway, we're going to be right back to the gardener's bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
You probably don't want to have a house party when Brenda's getting ready to bring somebody over to look at your house and sell it, but it is fun to entertain people at your house. And we're back.
Okay, I'm going to look where it all
that from Steve.
I didn't know where that was going.
I kind of, okay. Anyway, we've been talking about Rock Hill, old and new, and if you haven't ridden downtown Rock Hill lately, you need to, because they're building everywhere.
Changing all the roads, man, all the little lanes.
Yeah, I'm putting bicycle lanes and all that mess, but everybody knew they were bicycle lanes forever. I don't know why they have to mark them and tell you, but yeah, I guess we're not smart enough to figure it out anymore. But Knowledge Park is just, I hadn't been up there in a while. I didn't realize it'd been quite that long. And it's pretty well built out. I mean, the sports center up there is phenomenal, and I hadn't even been inside it yet. I've been invited a few times, but I hadn't made it up there. Nice. But,
they're having a national cornhole championship in there this week and this weekend.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard cool about that. I don't know if I'm going to break away just in anticipation to go see that or not.
You know, I love it. I love it when people come in town and say, so what's Rock Hill like? Well, a lot of outdoors, softball, soccer, football USA.
Yeah.
Now I can say cornhole headquarters. Yeah. And, you know,
Rock Hill does a good job marketing and getting people in here because, I mean, that Cherry Park thing built in the 80s, they booked that thing every weekend, and the soccer fields are booked every weekend for lacrosse and soccer and just whatever kind of velodrome and cornhole, like.
What was the one with the brooms and the Harry Potter thing?
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
What is that, what Matt? That's you.
I forgot.
I know you played that.
Well, they had those championships at Manchester, what I'm getting to.
My son would know the name.
Bill Berry called me, and he's big deal with PRT, and he was over in Manchester at the time. He called me and said, you really need to come out down here and see this.
Quidditch.
That's what
Quidditch.
It was. Okay.
Quidditch.
So even they are pretty amazed sometimes at what goes on. But you mentioned Cherry Park. We were moving here about the time they were building Cherry Park, and that was a very controversial step by the city. I know Mr. Bridges owned Shiloh Hardware right there at India Hook and Selenese, and I was in there, and he was telling me it was Rock Hill's great white elephant. Yeah. Six out of seven council members got voted out, including Doug Eccles, over that part.
Oh, wow.
Emmett Jerome was the only one that stayed in office, and Mr. Emmett was just tough. He could handle about any political football anybody threw at him, but he survived. And now you can't find anybody that talks bad about Cherry Park.
No, man, it's awesome.
That's great.
I think it had more to do with the land swap, because the land Cherry Park's on, the school district owned, and they ended up getting the football stadium that the city owned. And
really?
Yeah,
I didn't know how they did all
that. There was some land swaps involved.
Too young to know about all that.
And I don't know that they told the public quite what they needed to know, but it ended up being. But it's.
I think they've made their money back on it anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, Hargett Park was built by private money and given to the city.
Mm.
And you got some names on there. On building, or you did have, they were lifetime or forever sponsors. Well, a lot of those companies are gone now, but their name's still on the building. And people say, why? Well, we can't take it off legally. The one thing they do that I thought was pretty cool, when they come up with an idea or somebody comes with an idea, they don't just say, oh, let's go build a velodrome. They get all their stuff together and they take it to the Strom Thurmond Institute in Clemson. And they will review it for cities and counties for free. So they do that, and they come back with, this is the likelihood of this working or being a cash drain or whatever. And they base it on, all their decisions are based on that research. Now, I understand the Whitewater thing up in Charlotte wanted to come to Rock Hill, and Rock Hill turned it down because it was going to be a cash loss. I mean, it was going to lose money every year, and it has lost money every year. And the velodrome, it's the only one like it in this side of the country. And there's only one other one in the United States. All the rest of them are in Europe. So people come here from all over the world to this thing. And they messed up on Manchester Park. It was supposed to have six more soccer fields, and they cut it back to save money and ended up selling the land, and they built apartments on it. And now they wish they had it back to build more fields. So they're going across Dave Lyle building soccer fields, which is, you got to bus them over there. So,
are they?
Yeah. them. So
Remember what that land used to be?
Right now, they're not building over there, but they're going to have to. They want any more. They're parking over there.
Remember what that land was before, though, when there was a sewage treatment plant over there.
Boy,
it used to stink over there.
Yeah.
Some of the grass grows so good over there.
Across the street, across the street up the dirt road was the old Crazy Jack's.
I don't know that one.
It was a bar.
Okay.
A rough bar. The only people got in there got barred from every other bar in Rock Hill, and that was pretty tough back then. I went because of...
So you remember?
I went because of the blackjack game in the back room on Saturday night.
Oh, wow. Well, we're getting back to old school, Rock Hill.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of
Brandon
that back
around
then.
For that.
No, we weren't.
Well, I will say, I told Sheriff Bryant one time that anything I did, the statute of limitations ran out a long time ago. So I didn't have anything to worry about that. But anyway, we're talking about downtown Rock Hill, and Rock Hill in general is pretty... I hate to use this word because people think we're on, but progressive. But I guess we're pretty on the edge of some of the things that we do. And
But Rock Hill is very good about controlling its growth, which our neighbor across the river there's growth's out of control. And over here, I've always enjoyed Rock Hill slowing things down and not building a bunch of apartment complexes and not adding back to our community because... There needs to be a ratio of apartment complexes, the houses, all that stuff to make things work. You got to have police, fire, schools, all that stuff. It takes time to build them. So Fort Mill's scrambling to get all that done.
Well, I'm going to defend them a little bit. Everybody blames Fort Mill, but most of the development isn't in the city of Fort Mill. It's actually in the
county. I'm not blaming them. It's going to happen anyway.
It's in the county outside the
city. Charlotte's happening, and it's just going to keep getting bigger.
So Fort Mill really has no say-so in it. I mean, everything they're doing now is outside the city limits. Yeah.
They lack the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. There's just not a lot of roads that... Or outlets.
Well, they build one, and they build a school on it, 1,000 housing development, and put up 14 stoplights. I mean, what's the point?
Steve in the back room. No one to hold him. No one to run away.
And I really wasn't a Kenny Rogers fan, but I liked him in the first edition. There'll be time enough for count when the dealing's done.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Diamond, if you held it in your hand, the things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering at the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. Don't make hand signals with me. It's too late in the morning. I got to work the rest
of the day. We have been
reeling
in the years today.
We have, haven't we?
Man.
He can be a pain sometimes. You know that? And if you don't believe me, ask Teresa.
You love me. I'm just unsupervised up here. It gets kind of crazy sometimes.
Yeah, I have to rein you in every now and then. I know that. But anyway.
I respect my elders.
Anyway, we're getting ready to wrap up this edition of the Gardener's Bench. And thank you again, Miss Brenda, for being with us and the helping sponsor the show. And we really appreciate it. Yeah. And out there, you said something about the Bradford pears. Yes. I didn't want to get out of here without but ignoring you. But anyway, Bradford pears back in the 80s were a very good tree. They were fast growing. They would bloom, and they would, I told you, they put on pretty big leaves, so they made a decent shade tree while being an ornamental, which is kind of exceptional. The big thing, they weren't very expensive because they grew so fast. So everybody jumped on the bandwagon. Well, life was pretty good until the chain stores got in on it, and the nursery started doing things to them that they probably shouldn't have done, and it distorted your growth and all that. Cutting the central leader was a biggie, and that caused the... horizontal branching instead of vertical branching. So when they got older, they split when the wind and ice got them. So that's not the tree's fault. That's our fault because that's okay. The way we pruned them when they were little. The problem now, back in the old days, they were what we call bud grafted to a Calgary rootstock. They actually split the bark, stick a little bud in, and just wrap it up, and that's how they come out. You cut the Calgary off, and the Bradford takes off. The Bradfords themselves tended not to have a real good root system. I don't know if that's entirely true, but that's what they told us. Okay, over time, a lot of the Bradford part would die, and the Calgary would grow like a weed. I mean, there's one on a field on Pennington Road right there before you get to, what is it, Rocky Meadows or something along there, that you can't even see the field anymore because they've grown so fast in 3 years. They're 6 and 8 feet tall in there. Okay. They put on a real long thorn, like a 3-inch thorn that'll puncture a tractor tire.
That's, okay.
And they just take over. And that's the invasive part. They keep saying Bradford, but it's really the Calgary pear they're trying to stop. Yeah, we used to root them on our own rootstock, and they don't cause a problem, but it's the others. And it's just gotten where it'll take over a untended pasture or something in 2 years is totally gone, and these things, they're a pain to get rid of. When it started all this, the lady called me, and I knew her from another board commission with the state, and she asked me, she says, you still, how many Bradford pears do you sell a year? I said, well, I hate to tell you this, we haven't sold any in 15 years. We just quit doing it because of all the problems with them. And she said, well, you going to plan to grow any more? No. I said, do you know anybody that's growing any? No. I mean, we've done it ourselves because they are some problems. She said, well, they're wanting to put them on the invasive list, but we're going to allow people to sell out what they got in stock first. I said, well, I don't know anybody's got any, but you can call around. Here's some numbers. And they put them on the invasive list, and you got so long before they don't want you to grow anymore. And everybody says they banned them in South Carolina, and that's not really true.
That was the first report that came
out. Yeah, that's really, not really true.
Really wasn't.
There's not a fine if I get caught selling them and all that. And that probably will be down the road, but right now there's not. It's just they're better trees out there now, and they were like we do. We overplanted them, and you know, we were talking, I mentioned a little bit on the Leyland Cypress, same thing with it. It got overplanted, and planted too close together, and still it's like the Bradford, the lifespan's only about 20 years and it goes south. But anyway, Matt's turned the music on. Anything real quick, Mr. David?
No, we still got one more segment, bro.
Oh, I thought you said 4 minutes.
We'll be right back with the Gardener's
Bench. We're going to send you out of town again.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. We're on our wrap up. We don't have another.
It's
going to
be a lovely day. This is our last segment for everyone.
Everybody, every day's a lovely day, man.
Yeah.
Now they went to the doctor and they found something else wrong with me. Now,
oh gosh,
I'm producing too many red blood cells. So this Thursday, they drew a pint of blood, and I got to go back every 2 weeks and have blood drawn.
Oh gosh,
till my numbers get down. I never even heard of a phlebotomy until Thursday. Still, I got to look it up, see what it means.
Sounds like a whole show.
No, it's just, with me, at my age now, I go to the doctor and they're going to find something. There's always something that nobody else has got.
That's why it's no fun going.
Well, I figured out at 40, they fix it. At 50, they tell you to learn to live with it. At 60, they turn around and walk out of the room. You just don't know. Anyway, Miss Brenda, it was so nice to have you this week. Anything you want to add real quick before we sign out of here? And
how do people reach you if they want to reach you?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Facebook at Brenda Hallman, or you can find me on the web at BrendaHallman@ReinhartRealty.com.
That's a mouthful.
And she is downtown. They have a beautiful office. Yeah. They have art in there. And I go down to the old newsstand. On the corner of Main and what?
Why did you ask me that?
What's that road?
Not Wilson. Is it Caldwell?
Caldwell comes off there and then take a right, take another right there. So.
Yeah, we're on the corner. We're across from Jimmy John's.
It's the old central newsstand, right?
Yes,
Brenda's going to do when she goes in office Monday.
Going to
look on that sign. Well, Steve is on, not on the corner, but he is on... Museum Road.
I'm not sure what you're getting
at. About said Hollis Lakes Road.
Yeah,
he's on Museum Road.
We're about halfway between the Exxon and the National Guard Armory and Museum.
Right between Salonese and Mount Gallant. And I'm on Salonese, or as they call it, Old York Road, between the airport and Walmart.
When you hit Museum, it becomes Old York Road.
Yeah. I'm just down from the graveyard and across from a junkyard. Yeah, does that sound like a good place to go?
It does. Good old Snipes.
Well, it's fun, isn't it, buddy? Yeah. I used to say that all the time. I hadn't thought of that,
but that's pretty close.
Yeah. That area is growing. If you got any things you need to put in storage, we got two giant storage places over there to put it in.
They're building another one.
Yeah, right across the street from
one. Everywhere. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, the old store lock is there that Mr. Gross built years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's over on 901, there's one on the corner. And across from it, they're on the corner, they're building one now. I just saw it the other day. I heard about it, but I couldn't believe they were doing that. But they are. There's three of them within 300 feet of each other. So.
Well, Steve's open from 9 to 3, and I'm open right now. We're open 8 to 2.
Yep, and Tommy and I'll be there. The rest of the day, I guess. Maybe we get rained out where they are.
I think during the week, we're both open to 5:30. So.
8 to 5:30, yep. Monday through Friday. And you've got another visit scheduled, so get with Miss Catherine.
I will.
Hook us up.
Yep.
All
right.
It's a pleasure.
Yep. Have fun.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas,
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.